This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Daryl and Hanif with you this evening on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest indie music world and fresh new music.
Yeah, earlier we spoke to Datuk Kamil Osman, former Director General of FINAS, about the recent decision by the Grammys to eliminate the secret committees in its nominating process. Do you think this is the right move by the Recording Academy? Will it bring back trust to the organization and the award? If you have any opinions, you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
That's right. Now on to our second story of the week and on to Lossless Audio. Hanif, remember the good old days where we had to buy CDs and then we wanted to listen to it on our computer. We had to rip it out from the CDs to digital music files. I'm sure you have done that before, just to have that digital library, right? Even though you have the physical CDs.
Yes, of course. And I'm very, very particular when it comes to the quality.
I'm sure you are. I know you are.
I like to rip my song MP3 to 320 kbps.
And you must know, Hanif, if you know, the downfall of that is that when you compress things, even to 320 kbps, you lose a whole bunch of data due to the compression. It becomes basically a smaller file. You could rip a CD into a lossless format such as FLAC or WAV or AAC. In that way, you retain all the information from the original file. I'm surprised you don't do that, honey.
Yeah, well, I mean...
you don't have that much space.
Yes, I don't have that much space and I'm not that much of an audiophile because I think back then it's more difficult to find players for lossless files, right?
Yes, at least, for sure.
Yeah, and I couldn't be bothered. So that's also one of the reasons.
And you're right, honey. If you know, you don't lose any information. You still boast the superior audio fidelity, but then... larger file sizes lah. The concern back in the day, I guess, you know, spaces and hard drives, they were pretty expensive. And I remember us having a hard drive, a team hard drive of 1 terabyte, and it looked like a brick.
Yes. And with external power, right?
With external power. That's crazy. And, you know, since the MP3 was introduced in 93, you know, the MP3 suited those kind of smaller hard drives for archiving and for keeping all your information, right? But then you lose the original audio, let's just say. We've seen most streaming services dabble in high fidelity audio, most notably Tidal, whose USP was lossless music, right? Streaming lossless music. And just a couple of days back, recent news, Apple announced lossless audio for their entire catalog on Apple Music, which comes out to about 75 million songs. They will provide an update which will make you be able to listen to the 75 million songs in lossless audio at no additional cost. It's set to be released on June next month. And I'm sure you know, the company uses the ALAC format, which will be able to replicate exactly what the artist records in the studio. And on paper, this sounds like really, really good news, right? But the bad news is, neither the iPhone 12, and assumably all the models below, the AirPod Max, the AirPods Pro, and either of the HomePods will be able to play Apple Music's high-res lossless offering. Due to the large file sizes and bandwidth needed for the lossless audio, subscribers who need to opt in into the experience, lossless audio also requires external equipment such as a USB digital to analog converter, more commonly known as a DAC.
Yeah, I think this is the reason why I didn't become an audiophile, because you sort of like have to invest a lot of money to actually not just buy your own DAC but also a pair of headphones that is suitable for it,
or
right?
If you want hi-fi speakers.
Yes,
right. That being said, you know, audio compression does retain every single bit of detail. Just to give you a bit of an example, a typical song on the CD takes about 50 megabytes of memory. Once you rip it out, even a decent quality MP3 of the same song will be around 5 megs. So that's a massive amount of data in the compression process. This news has stirred a bit of movement in the audio streaming market. Competitors have dropped the prices of their HD tier. Amazon was actually the first to drop, with Tidal following suit. Earlier in the year, Spotify introduced Spotify Hi-Fi, with no news on pricing as of yet, so this must affect things for them. More and more companies will follow in Apple's footsteps in offering free lossless audio.
Yeah, my only concern is that I don't know whether, as much as we have a lot of free data, I mean, well, as much as we have more data now for streaming, is it viable for us to stream all this high, you know, lossless, high quality audio?
Yeah, how much can how high can the human ear, you know, in terms of quality?
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah,
and to give us a bigger picture of lossless audio and whether it's the future of digital music, we have Matt Armitage of Culture Pop. Welcome back to the show, Matt. Why don't we just start by giving us a 101 on lossless audio versus MP3s? Would a typical listener be able to hear the quality difference, Matt?
Well, I think the easy answer to that is it depends on what you're listening with. So for the majority of us, if we're listening on a phone, if we're listening in the car, increasingly we stream over Bluetooth, which has its own compression systems. So most of us probably won't notice any great difference with these formats. Mm. What you will hear if you start to listen to them on equipment that can handle this kind of format is that you'll see a lot more life, a lot more depth. All of the sound that's kind of compressed into the center the way we normally listen to it will have a bit more room to breathe. So you'll get more of a kind of expansive effect from the music.
Mm. Have you experimented personally with, you know, lossless audio, things like FLAC, stuff like that?
Not particularly. I mean, I've never really been that interested to be honest with you. It's always seemed like a little bit too much effort. And especially as, you know, most of the time when I'm listening to music, I'm just sitting here listening on my computer, or I'm, again, listening over headphones. So it's not been so much of an issue. And then I've got, you know, a CD player and all that kind of stuff for when I want to sort of really sit down and enjoy the music.
Yeah, high quality audio is not technically a new thing, right? With digital audio format, like you said, you know, have a FLAC and also Wave. However, high-res lossless streaming audio, with the exception of Tidal, is still in its infancy. What kind of technology is needed to bring lossless audio to digital streams?
It's very simple, 5G. I mean, it really is as simple as that. We need a much faster connectivity. We're going to need to be able to handle a lot more data. So we're going to need as well plans that have a lot more data capacity in them, not just for audio, but for these kind of 4K and even 8K video streams that we're hearing are going to be possible with these kind of new telecommunications infrastructure. So that really is what we need. We need the ability to stream at much higher speeds. We can do it at our at home at the moment, but it's kind of lacking in that kind of mobile perspective. But yeah, that's really what we need, just that that connectivity, that speed, and of course the data bandwidth to be able to enjoy that music.
Right. Matt, another thing that Apple announced along with lossless audio is also spatial audio to Apple Music. And for me, spatial audio is great for movies, but would you recommend listening to music with spatial audio?
I've tried this kind of immersive experience before, and I have to say, I don't particularly enjoy it. I find it a bit disorienting. But to be honest, I think this is probably what's going to be more popular than the lossless format.
Yeah.
It mirrors the growth that we're seeing in augmented reality and virtual reality. And we can also expect this kind of spatial audio feature to feature in open world games and platforms, so things like Fortnite, because we're increasingly seeing that crossover. These are becoming places to experience music, to experience concerts. Mm. When you talk to a lot of people sort of under the age of maybe 22 or even 25, they've only ever experienced live concerts in this digital environment. When they talk about going to a concert, they talk about going into a platform like Fortnite and watching an artist perform live online. So I can see this spatial audio taking off because it will mirror the kind of experience that they're getting within the game's environment already.
Yeah, so these days we have more bandwidth and more storage. They are becoming more cheap. They're becoming cheaper, so we can have perhaps lossless audio at home and MP3 on the move, since computer hard disks have way more storage than portable music players and phones, right? So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, again, that comes back down to the devices. The majority of us don't bother to store things offline. We just simply stream. So if you have a 5G connection, you don't have to worry about that data storage. If it does start to take off, what I think we'll see, well, what we're going to see anyway, especially with a lot of 5G devices for movies and that kind of thing, when we're talking about 4K, when we're talking about 6K and 8K, we're talking about a lot of space. So I think those personal devices, we're going to see the storage expand on those devices anyway, but it becomes a moot point once your connection speeds get to a certain point, because there's very little difference between storing things in the cloud and streaming from a server compared to having it on the physical device itself.
Yeah, agreed. And Matt, over the better part of the last decade, we've seen pretty much digital music streaming wars, you know, the Amazons, the Apples, the Spotifys, the Tidals. Do you think this news of lossless audio is the future of streaming audio, or is it a trend do you think that would fade soon enough?
I think the lossless audio really appeals to an older demographic. You know, Sony has had lossless players for years. Neil Young had one that he was pushing.
Phono.
Phono or Povo or something like that. Yeah. So there's no shortage of hardware solutions, but there does seem to be a shortage of demand. And we also have to bear in mind that a lot of music is actually made for these streaming platforms.
Yeah.
It's designed around their compression. It's designed around their dynamics. So when you play it in a lossless format, you actually start to see what the shortcomings are. I remember years and years ago, I had the opportunity to test out some really high-end equipment by the company Steinway Lingdorf, I think. So I took a bunch of CDs over there. And one of the ones that I brought with me was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And as soon as I played the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you could see the shortcomings of the music. It was designed to be played loud and bright on radio, in cars, in portable music situations. As soon as you put it on a system that could, you know, play beyond that kind of compressed format, you just heard the music breaking up because it had been mastered for those mid-ranges. There wasn't anything at the top. There wasn't anything at the bottom.
Mm.
So, you know, you really started to see the limitations of it. And I think that's what we will experience with a lot of music. Apple will put a lot of this music into lossless format, but a lot of it doesn't necessarily work that well because it hasn't been designed to be played in that format.
Yeah, but going back to Apple, do you think that this could potentially lead to more people jumping from other streaming platforms to Apple Music with the recent announcement?
I mean, genuinely, I don't. I don't think it will be that much of an attraction. Like I said, I think the spatial audio actually has more potential. Again, I think the lossless format really appeals to a much older demographic because you're talking about consumers who've never experienced music except in this streaming format, who listen to music that has been designed to fit that streaming environment. So it's not even a case of they're not aware of what they're missing. The music they're listening to isn't designed to be played in that format. So they're not going to necessarily see any benefit from doing it.
Yeah, Matt, you know, to a point you brought up earlier, the older generation would go into and would experience lossless music and enjoy a lot more simply because they have more money. Do you think what do you think is the best and most cost-efficient way to enjoy lossless audio?
Well, I don't know if there's specifically a most cost-efficient way. And again, you know, for most people, I would say, however the music sounds best to you is the best way to experience it. So a producer friend of mine used to dub all of the beats he made in his studio down to a hissy cassette tape and then go and listen to them in his car because that was how he felt that they sounded best. And also he knew that was the way that people were going to experience the music. So, you know, he had all of the equipment. He could have produced it to, you know, any standard he wanted and listened to it on the finest studio monitors. But that's not how people listen to the music. So however it is best for you is the best way to experience it. But I guess, you know, the easiest way is probably to go physical. Look around the secondhand stores, get a decent CD player, turntable, cassette, amplifier, get some decent speakers. I know that can be a bit more difficult in Malaysia because the humidity isn't always kind to older speakers. But, you know, again, it depends on the music you want to listen to because a lot of high-end equipment doesn't necessarily suit hip-hop or electronic stuff or anything with tons of bass. You know, it's great to listen to classical in that kind of environment or, you know, something that has maybe a purer sound. But just stick with whatever makes you happy.
stick with whatever makes you happy. Thank you so much, Matt Armitage from CouchPop and BFM's resident tech guru. Yeah, one thing he brought up there that I really want to talk about is spatial audio. Mm. It seems like spatial audio will be the next big thing. And I don't know, if you go on YouTube, you can probably see, like, you know, your favorite band, 8D.
Yeah.
So probably be something like that. And I'm really excited, actually, for spatial audio. I'm a bit slighted about it because I think, like Matt said, it takes away from the music now. But with more musicians coming up and producing music with this in mind, it could be the next big thing, really.
Yeah, but it is a slightly different experience, right?
It's like VR for your ears.
Yeah, I've tried listening to some 8D audio or whatever, and it feels very strange. I think maybe if musicians start, I guess, producing music in this format to cater specifically to this format, then maybe it'll be better.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure it'll be exciting times ahead. Let us know what you think. Do you think lossless or spatial audio will make you jump to Apple Music? You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Darren Han, if you feel on tonight's show, coming up, we have a rapid fire new segment called By The Way. But first up, here's a new one. Normal quality.
This one's lossless, from, yeah.
This one's from Lil Sims and Woman. Right here on The Pulse, fresh music news only here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.